Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode. So this week I want to talk about storytelling. So over the past few years, I have built an incredible community of followers and subscribers and podcast listeners and now YouTube viewers, you get it, who have become almost like family to me and have been huge supporters throughout every change that I've made in my business. And I have had tons of people tell me that one of the reasons why they continue to follow me and support my brand, even through all of these big crazy changes, is because they feel like they know me and can relate to my journey. So many, many moons ago, when I launched my blog and started talking more about business, one of my goals was to be like your homegirl that can also help you to get your business together. That was literally a goal of mine, to come off as someone who was very transparent about their journey and who was also approachable. I think a lot of times when we think about business coaches or people who have followings online or people who have been entrepreneurs online for a while, they sometimes can come off as not being approachable, but I am the legit, the same person you see online. I'm the same person in person. So, and like out in public, like I'm the exact same person. And I always wanted that to be infused in my brand and like how I present myself online. And over the years, that has really paid off massively. And I have to thank storytelling for that. So over the past 9 years, I have shared, you know, my ins and outs of how I've run my business, how I've succeeded, how I failed, the mistakes that I've made, the changes that I have gone through, and have been really transparent about like my mental health journey and how that has affected my business as well. You guys have seen me embrace pregnancy and becoming a mom and now a mom of a toddler. Like, you guys have walked with me through that entire process, and I have really laid it all out there on the internet, but I also have received so many amazing opportunities because of it. I've gotten my keynote speaking opportunity because of, you know, sharing my story online and, you know, just talking to people. I have got new clients who have said that they resonate with my story so much. And not to mention this year alone, I think I have had more requests to be on podcasts, like actually interviewed on other people's podcasts, than I have had over the past year. So it's really about putting yourself out there and not being afraid to talk. So these opportunities did not come because I'm cute or, you know, I have broke the internet with some type of groundbreaking, never before heard of information. It's because I have always remained consistent and, you know, really just made it a point in being intentional with telling my story and sharing more of my journey. So this week, I want to dig into the art of storytelling. So I want to talk about how to actually pull together your story and what does that story look like once you have it together, and how do you infuse that into your brand and also your content. So you know your story. The people closest to you probably know your story, but your audience probably doesn't know your story. They probably really don't know who you are. And one of the best ways to really stand out in your industry is to share that story, because if even if there are 1,000 other people who do similar things as you, who, you know, maybe even have similar types of offers or work with similar types of people, the thing that separates you from all those other people out there is your story. What moments have led you up to where you are today? What things have you experienced? Have you gone through, you know, the problems that you faced, the successes that you've had? That has what led you to where you are today, and your specific people will resonate with that story. So, like, that's the best way for you to stand out among the sea of other coaches, graphic designers, health, fitness gurus, whoever else may be in your industry. That is the best way for you to separate yourself from them. So let's talk about how to begin forming your story. So step one, and if I forgot to tell you, you probably are going to need like pen and paper for this, because we're actually going to go through like a real exercise. So pause real quick, go get a pen and paper if you don't already have it. You know, open up ClickUp or Evernote or the Notes app, wherever you type digitally, and get ready, because we're actually going to go through an exercise. All right, so step one is to map out your story. So there are a lot of pieces to our story, a lot, but we can't really uncover which parts are most important to share, you know, within our brand or within our content, without first getting it all out of your head and just putting it all down on paper or all down in your notes app. So here is what I want you to do. I want you to grab a sheet of paper and write where you currently are in your life or business. So write your mission. Who are you currently? What problem do you solve? Who do you help? What is your mission? So if I were doing this exercise, I would say, I am Alicia Robertson. I am a business coach who helps other coaches and online service providers to launch their signature service offer and serve their clients with less stress and more intention so that they can live the life that they desire. That is what I do. That is my mission. That is currently where I am right now. So write that on your paper. So from there, I want you to then just think about the major steps or milestones that you've had to go through or that you've experienced that have gotten you to where you are today. So literally do a brain dump. Every single big moment, milestone, shift, pivot that you have made that has gotten you where you are today. So write everything: the good, the bad, the embarrassing, the ugly. So don't worry, I will show you how to sort through all of these ideas in the next step, but this is just a really good place for you to start just brain dumping and making sure you're laying everything out on paper. It's a lot easier to do on paper where you can see it and where you can write freely, because trying to keep all of those thoughts jumbled up in your head is just going to cause you confusion, and you're probably going to miss some really important like moments or milestones that you should be writing down if you're trying to keep everything up in your head. So make sure that you're putting it somewhere physical. All right, so step two is to go through that list and do a process of elimination. So I want you to remove any pieces of that story map that does not directly align with where you are today and what you are helping your audience to achieve. So for example, no one really cares that, you know, shortly after quitting my full-time job to work on my business full-time, that I blew what little savings I did have on a trip to Miami with my friends. That is a part of my story. That is actually something that I did, but nobody cares. That is not going to get me on Forbes. That story is not going to help you, you know, realize that you can do it, you know, as well in your business. Like, none of that matters. That is irrelevant information. So people do care, though, that I hit major burnout from one-on-one coaching and just trying to keep up with the hustle culture, which is what then led me to helping other coaches and service-based entrepreneurs to build their business with intention. So that's what people do care about. That piece of my story directly aligns with where I am today and what I am wanting to help my audience to achieve. So go back through your list and remove any unnecessary elements that really aren't as impactful in your story. So one of the big questions I'm often asked when it comes to storytelling is, okay, how much do I share and what should I keep to myself? So if you are worried about putting all of your business out on the internet, know that you can have boundaries and should have some boundaries. So if there are pieces of your story that are still really hard for you to speak about, you don't have to do it. Or if there is anything that may be too triggering for you, or maybe you feel like too triggering for others, it's okay to keep that to yourself, you know, and you may never get to a point where you feel comfortable with sharing that. So it's okay to have some things for yourself. So I personally will only share like my side of the story, if that makes sense. Meaning if it has to do with my husband or my child or any other person who may be negatively affected by me sharing their story or their side of their story online, I won't do it. Or I will at the very least ask for permission first before I share. So like that is my boundary. If it has something directly to do with someone else that it could possibly hurt, those are things that I will keep to myself. So the more intimate pieces of your life or others' lives should be respected and should not be shared unless you feel comfortable to do so or you have gotten permission from them to be able to share it. So that is where I draw the line. That is a good place to start as well if you're unsure of what you should be sharing and what you should not be sharing. I always say, like, if it feels uncomfortable, if you have to think about it too many times, then it's probably good to keep it to yourself for a little bit or maybe talk it out with someone else before sharing it online. So for example, if me and my husband get into a huge argument, you will not see me rush into social media to share about it or to record an podcast episode about it. Like those are things that are intimate to me in my relationship and I would keep that personal. Like, and of course that has nothing to do with what I do online anyway, but that's just an example of the type of things that I keep to myself. A lot of people ask me, how do I manage what I share when it comes to my daughter River? So if you guys follow me on Instagram or, you know, even Twitter, you know, I'm always sharing, you know, pictures of River, of her dancing and singing and, you know, just being a normal cute toddler. And a lot of people have asked, like, where do I draw the line with what I share? So right now I feel comfortable with sharing pictures of her. But if at any moment it gets to a point where someone says something that is out of line, says something that is threatening to her, you know, to her or to us, I promise I will never share another picture of her online ever again, if it ever gets to that point, which I don't think so, but people online, you never know. Another thing is too, you know, as she gets older, I'm also will respect her own boundaries and respect her request for privacy. So if she gets older and she says, hey, please don't post that cute picture of me, or please don't put that on your stories, or please don't share this about me, then I will respect that for her and I won't share it. So that's kind of where I fall with like sharing children online. But of course, that is up to you how you decide to do that. Now, if I waste my money on a huge business investment that I thought was going to work, then I may share that online and share what I learned from that. But again, that is because that is my piece of story. That is my story to tell. And it also sort of relates to what I do and the brand that I'm building. So make sure that you're going through your ideas and just picking out the pieces of your story that are really impactful and that have led you to where you are today and have directly led to where you are today. All right. So the next step, step three. So now that you have the main elements of your story, you need to be able to know when to use it and how to use it. But first, that starts with practicing. So your story should flow like a story. And that's, I know that sounds corny, but your story should flow very well. It should come very natural to you. And I know right now you're probably thinking, where do all of these bullet points fit? But I can share a piece of my story to just kind of show you how it's supposed to flow. So I've shared this before online, so if you're hearing this for a second or third time, my bad. But a few years ago, I was working with clients one-on-one. It was going incredibly well. The money was flowing in consistently, but I found myself wanting more. This was also around the time where webinars got really important or got really big. Courses got really big. Coaches got really big. And as someone who loves to learn, I found myself consuming all of that content. And because of that content I was consuming, I found myself in a space where I was trying out all of the marketing strategies that everyone was telling me that I needed to do. I was doing webinars. I was doing challenges. I was, you know, posting consistently every single day. Like, I was doing all of these strategies that all of these quote-unquote marketing gurus were telling me that I needed to do in order to become a successful coach. And because I wanted success, because I wanted to hit those big numbers, because I had big goals, I felt like that is what I had to do in order to be successful. And I fell hard for that hustle culture. I was taking on way too many clients than I should have been doing. I was doing way too much online marketing, even things that didn't really align with who I was as an entrepreneur. And I really just fell hard for that hustle culture and found myself in a space of burnout. And I'm not talking just I'm tired burnout or I need a break burnout. I'm talking there were many days where I could not get out of bed. I struggled to get out of bed to, you know, do even the minimum of things that I needed to do in order to continue to run my business. And I even noticed that when I did have coaching calls, while my clients were amazing, I was resenting that work. And I knew that the only way for me to get out of that burnout was to completely start over. I had gotten so deep in the trenches of the hustle culture and, you know, hustle 24/7, you can sleep when you're dead, you know, do all of these things in order to hit six figures. Like, I fell so hard for that I was in too deep. And I knew that the only way for me to get out of it and to feel like I was human and give my body and my mind that space it needed to heal was to completely tear down everything that I thought I knew about entrepreneurship and completely start over again. All right, so that is a piece of my story. So I didn't write that down, y'all. I wasn't reading off of notes like I, you know, do with my episodes. That was all off of memory. But it flowed so well, as you can see, because I've practiced it. You know, I've, you know, given myself opportunities to talk about it over and over again. So make sure that you are factoring in that practice time so that when you are pitched to be on a podcast or to, you know, be interviewed somewhere, or you need to get on video, or you have this speaking gig, that when you share your story, it is flowing out of you like water. It comes second nature, and you're not saying and well, or oh, let me backtrack, and, you know, you're not stumbling over your words. So I hope that was helpful for you to hear, to be able to see how easy and like flowing your story can be. You know that you have an incredible gift that you want to use to serve your audience. A gift that, if packaged up correctly, would allow you to make a bigger impact and also hit those big income goals that you've set for yourself. But you may be feeling a little stuck. You're unsure of how to create a service offer that people would actually be willing to pay for, or maybe you're unsure of how to attract your dream clients and book out your services consistently. Or maybe you're already just overwhelmed with how much time working with clients will take away from your personal life. If you can relate to any of those, then you're already in the right place, my friend. Within the Purpose to Service Academy, I help women like you to create and launch your signature coaching or service offer and teach you how to serve your clients in a way that allows you to create an incredible experience without sacrificing the life you desire. Want to build an offer that fits into your current lifestyle? Done. Want to learn how to create a launch strategy that won't completely stress you out? You'll find that here. Inside of our program, you will receive all the resources, community, and guidance you need to successfully build your service-based business around the life you desire. And the best part is that you get to choose your own path. Go with the membership option if you would like to go through the course at your own pace, or if you need to spend a little more time building your brand. Or you can choose the Accelerator program if you're wanting a more high-touch experience and to work with me directly. Either way, I am so excited to potentially work with you through the process of launching your service. To learn more about joining me and nearly 100 other women in the Purpose to Service Academy, head over to purposetoservice.co. So you also need to know the what piece of your story to tell and when. So this is going to be really helpful for when you're being interviewed. So if I'm being interviewed about my journey as an entrepreneur as a whole, that's when I would share more about my start from like making jewelry to how that led to quitting my job and eventually starting my coaching business. But if I'm being interviewed more about what I'm doing today, so how I'm impacting other coaches and service-based entrepreneurs, then that's when I should share, and I would share more about how one-on-one coaching and the hustle culture really led to me burning out. And, you know, that's why I focus my brand now on helping women to build their business with intention. So you don't necessarily need to share your entire story everywhere, but just know about which main pieces are going to fit best for the situation. So typically, if you're asked to be on a podcast or if you're pitched to, you know, give some type of presentation or a speech, you're told ahead of time what they're looking for so that you can go ahead and kind of mold what you're going to say around your content. All right, so step four is infusing your story into your brand and content. So I mentioned sharing your story in interviews, which is great for brand building. But how do people even know about your story before they ask you for the interview? Like, how do I even know that you have something of value to share? So first, start on your website. So pieces of your story and your brand message should be literally all over your website, on the homepage, and also especially on your about page. So that is where you can go a little bit more into detail and tell the more relevant pieces of your story and how that has gotten you to where you are today. Also, your content. Your content is going to be gold for storytelling. I have told my story so many times on this podcast, y'all. Y'all are probably sick of hearing it, but it works and it helps. So I've shared bits of my story throughout here, again, on this show. But you can see how you can kind of connect your content idea and then use your story as proof to back up what you're talking about. So, for example, if I'm writing like a blog post on the biggest marketing myths, I could talk about my story and how, you know, I once thought that marketing means trying everything out and how following a lot of what the marketing gurus were telling me that I needed to do led me to burnout, which is where I am today. And then I can go in to talk more about what those marketing myths are. So when you're coming up with your topics, and I'm sure, you know, you have a ton of topics in your mind, when you're talking about those subjects that you can personally relate to or that you have experienced, I want you to find different ways to infuse bits of your story into that content. So I have an entire outline of how to mold your story and how to use your story within your content. There are actually two classes for that inside of the Purpose to Service Academy. So there is the Art of Storytelling workshop and then also the Content That Converts workshop. Both of those classes were created to help you to format your story and come up with your story, and then also how to infuse that into like your daily or your weekly content. So if you're not in the side of the Purpose to Service Academy, that is definitely where you need to be. But all right, those are the ways for you to be able to just mold your story, take all those bits and pieces and details out of your head, and come up with a good outline for how you want to present yourself online and how that story relates to your audience and how you can use it to build those relationships and connect with them on a deeper level. All right, so as always, I want to know what you think about this episode. So if you're listening to this episode on your favorite podcast app, I want you to take a screenshot and then let me know what your biggest takeaway was over on Instagram, and you can tag me at the Alicia Nicole. And if you are watching this on YouTube, then leave a comment below, and I would love to just have this conversation and see what you thought about storytelling. All right, you guys, I will chat with you next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at the Alicia Nicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.